Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge, the podcast that keeps you sharp, grounded, and ready to conquer whatever life throws at you. Today's topic? Something we all struggle with, letting go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. You know, the ones that whisper doubts in your ear, steal your joy, and leave you feeling drained and overwhelmed. Ever felt like you're stuck in a mental loop, replaying past mistakes or worrying about the future? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There are ways to break free from this negativity trap and reclaim your inner peace. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to unlock some serious stoic wisdom. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate those emotional storms with grace and resilience. First things first. Acknowledge those negative thoughts and emotions. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. They are part of the human experience, just like happiness and contentment. When you notice that negativity creeping in, take a deep breath and simply label it. Say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling anxious right now, or this thought is making me feel down. By acknowledging them without judgment, you start to distance yourself from their power. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. They often stem from distorted thinking patterns, assumptions we make about ourselves and the world around us that aren't necessarily true. For example, if you're feeling anxious about an upcoming presentation, a negative thought might be, I'm going to bomb it and everyone will laugh at me. Challenge that. Is there evidence to support that claim? Probably not. What are some more realistic thoughts? Maybe I've prepared well, and I have something valuable to share. Remember, your thoughts aren't facts, they are interpretations. You have the power to choose which ones you believe. Now, let's talk about focusing on what you can control. It's easy to get bogged down by things outside of our influence, global events, other people's opinions, even the weather. But focusing on what we can control brings a sense of empowerment and reduces anxiety. Instead of stressing over an upcoming deadline, focus on breaking it down into smaller, manageable tasks. Instead of worrying about what your boss thinks, concentrate on delivering your best work. By channeling your energy into what's within your sphere of influence, you shift your mindset from reactive to proactive. Time for some self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is crucial when navigating negativity. Regular exercise releases endorphins that boost your mood and reduce stress. A healthy diet fuels your body and mind. And don't underestimate the power of getting enough sleep. It's essential for emotional regulation and cognitive function. Lastly, remember to practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but consciously focusing on the positive things in your life can make a world of difference. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good weather, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or simply the warmth of the sun on your skin. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was working on a big project deadline, and stress levels were sky high. Every little thing felt like an obstacle, and negativity started creeping in. My mind was racing with thoughts like, I can't handle this, and I'm going to fail. Then I remembered these stoic principles. I took a deep breath, acknowledged those negative thoughts, challenged them by reminding myself of my past successes, and focused on what I could control, breaking down the project into smaller tasks. Instead of dwelling on the pressure, I started celebrating small wins. Completing each task felt like a victory. And you know what? It made all the difference. Not only did I finish the project successfully, but I also learned a valuable lesson about resilience and navigating stress with a positive mindset. Remember, letting go of negativity is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. But by practicing these 5 key takeaways, acknowledging your emotions, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on what you can control, prioritizing self-care, and cultivating gratitude, you can build a stronger, more resilient mindset. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you let go of negativity in the comments below. What works for you? What are your biggest challenges? Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our journey towards a more positive and fulfilling life. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about Daily Stoic Edge. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.